Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host, and that was New York, New York. This is January the 24th, 2014, at 3 p.m. We are broadcasting from Hampton Roads, Virginia, on Blog Talk Radio. And you know, there's only 9 more days until the Super Bowl 48. That's right. 2 good teams, Seattle Seahawks, Denver Broncos, outdoor football game. Outdoor, and good food. Good food in both New York and New Jersey. Both are hosting the Super Bowl 48. Well, you know, speaking of 48, we wanted to kind of dive in. Our show is about Super Bowl foods. We're going to kind of take a tour guide, to, you know, through New York, New Jersey, surrounding areas, and show you some good events and different foods. There's a restaurant that's open. The NFL is putting on a restaurant. And speaking of Super Bowl 48, the name of the restaurant is called 48 Restaurant. It's at the Renaissance New York Times Square Hotel. And listen, the capacity of the restaurant seats 78 for capacity. And it's an NFL-themed restaurant, steakhouse. And it's open on January the 27th to February the 2nd, only 7 days. They serve lunch, dinner, different snacks. Now, there's a gentleman named Danny Myers, he's going to be kind of running. He is. He's going to be running, making sure the restaurant goes smoothly and just everything. He has several restaurants there in New York. And now the restaurant overlooks Times Square, the NFL Boulevard. And can you imagine, I mean, 48, a theme restaurant. Now, the dessert, I just want to kind of give a description of the dessert. Iron skillet apple pie, New York State cheddar crust, walnut brown sugar ice cream. I mean, if we had that ice cream here in Hampton Roads, I probably wouldn't, you know, even get any other ice cream. Can you imagine just the picture, that walnut brown sugar ice cream? Wow, and listen, there's a lot of talk that's going on about 48 Restaurant. If you Google and look online, the 48 Restaurant, they have a package, kind of a package VPI seating where tickets run $50,000. But, you know, a lot of people haven't talked about what you get for that package. So I'm going to kind of explain kind of what you get for that package. Now, let's say you're driving to New York or you haven't got your Super Bowl tickets. Well, with that package, you get 4 Super Bowl tickets, all the drinks, all the food you can have, stadium parking pass. You get also tickets to the NFL tailgate party, and NFL league players will be making an appearance. You can see Dan Marino, Tony Bradshaw. You could just, you'll be sitting there eating, and bam, all the 47 Super Bowl rings displayed. Anything can happen during this time. And here's the good one. And this is another buzzword I'm hearing. You get your own concierge. And I was curious, and you know, knowing if you get your own concierge with this VIP package, I wanted to, you know, talk to the hotel, to the concierge hotel at the Renaissance New York Times Square. So we made that call. We made the call to talk to the concierge and listen to, you know, what you would get for the VIP. Look, listen to the concierge there at the hotel in Times Square.
Hello, this is Brian. We are talking to a concierge, and they're one of the concierges that's going to be at the Renaissance in New York Times Square. Hotel, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but we always have a concierge here.
Yes.
Always.
I wanted to ask, what type of request would you think that you, what's some odd request that you usually receive, nice, unique request, and what type of request would you think on the Super Bowl 48 here in New York City, what type of request would you think you would ask?
Someone would ask us?
Yes.
They would probably ask us if they could, I'm trying to see if, because I, so far they haven't asked us because they're going to be in the lounge and they'll be there watching it on several screens.
Yes.
But they would probably ask us, is there any way for them to participate in any of the activities that might be going on in the lounge at that time?
Aha. Wow. Okay, so basically, they just kind of, you're thinking, and I'm thinking too, they just want to know what's going on around.
Right, because our lounge is the main view because it faces Times Square, but the entire lobby here will be dedicated to that event.
I understand. Wow. Now, what are some unique requests that are just off the record or on the record that you've had before?
In reference to the game or in general?
In general.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, just give me a good, like a really good one.
Well, I had one guest some years ago who wanted me to give her directions to get to a very special location, but her requirements were that she had a phobia, and she could only walk with her right leg next to the curb. So in order to send her 3 blocks away, I had to send her 15 blocks out of the way because she could only walk with her right leg next to the right curb.
Now, that's unique.
Yes, that is strange. You wanted to know what I guess? That's strange. It took me, I'd say, a good half an hour to map out a destination to her that was simply just around the corner.
Now that's unique.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one more. One more before we go. Just one more.
Well, is she? Okay.
Yes, because you guys are going to be the concierge of the concierge for the Super Bowl. So you guys, I know you guys have got some...
We've had other questions about can they see some other areas. We're going to have screens in our other lounge where they can sit and watch it. They'll probably know if they can partake in the activities that are going to be going on outside.
Yes, of course.
Because there are things that are going to be going on out there. And that's by tickets only. If they haven't gotten those, they can't do it.
Yes,
so
I heard.
What we do is we try and then steer them to, if we're completely booked, we'll steer them across the street to Sonic or wherever that might have the screening going on, the game going on.
Oh, okay. So you always have like a plan A, plan B, plan C. Okay.
So we can only host, we've had so many people, but as I said, our lounge, which is the focal point.
Wow.
Because it overlooks all of Times Square, all of the activities, the football events that are going on out there. In addition to seeing it from our lounge, it'll be able to see all of the activities going on in Times Square.
Yes. I mean, they're having the restaurant there. It's going to be an NFL-themed restaurant called 48.
I know.
And
48 APE.
Yes. And, there's tables there that are going to get tables for $50,000, some of the tables there.
That I don't know yet.
Yes, yes, yes. But I had to call the concierge and ask the question. Because your concierge is going to be at that hotel, so I had to ask. So.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot for being on our show. All right.
There you have it. That was the concierge there at the Times Square's, the Renaissance Times Square's Hotel. So she was kind of giving a story. That's dedication for the lady that she had to walk her around the different blocks. That's dedication. Now, there are other parties going on. There's going to be lots of Super Bowl parties going on and a lot of events. But one of the events that I thought was pretty good is called the Taste of the NFL that's going to be held in Brooklyn, New York, and this is going to be good. I'll let the spokesperson kind of speak on that.
Greetings from Brooklyn. I'm Marty Markowitz, Brooklyn Borough President. For the first time ever, Taste of the NFL is coming to New York for Super Bowl 48. And Brooklyn is thrilled to host a 23rd annual Party with a Purpose at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. Brooklyn is full of wonderful attractions, restaurants for sure, and people. And we couldn't be more excited to show off our wonderful borough to the thousands who flock to this event every year. Party with a Purpose is the premier event of Super Bowl weekend, with famous chefs, NFL players, and celebrities all coming together to eat, drink, and raise money to end hunger in America. We're honored that Taste of the NFL chose Brooklyn to host this important event because Brooklyn knows how to throw a real good party. Now, many Brooklyn restaurants are competing for the right to have a booth at Party with a Purpose, from Vanderbilt to the Benchmark to Dinosaur BBQ and many more. There are so many good options, it's impossible to decide. So do like I do. Try one of each and you might show it too. And then donate to the Bed-Stuy Campaign Against Hunger on their behalf to help your favorite Brooklyn restaurant participate. For those of you who haven't heard, GQ magazine called Brooklyn the coolest city on the planet, and USA Today, America's national newspaper, declared Brooklyn as the new Bohemia. Now, Brooklyn's on everyone's lips, and we're just a quick subway or cab ride away, because like I always say, Brooklyn is where New York City begins. Come and enjoy some food, football, and fun for a great cause. Because with your help, Brooklyn is the place where we tackle hunger.
There it is, the Taste of NFL in Brooklyn. great cause for the cause of hunger, the donations that was going to be, and you get to taste different foods from the different NFL cities. I heard like 45 different food stations. Now, we're moving on our tour here. Now, tailgating before an NFL game is like the number one. It's just the pregame, everybody's barbecuing, eating, and due to the, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be awesome because it's going to be good. But there's going to be a tailgating party in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the Meadowlands, where the Super Bowl is played. And we contacted the person that's going to be in charge of the party. He's going to be kind of putting the party on together. He's a councilman, Joey Breezy, from East Rutherford, New Jersey. And he's going to kind of tell us about the party there, the tailgate party.
Welcome to our show. We are doing a show on the Super Bowl foods. And if you guys, every Super Bowl or every NFL game, there's a tailgate party. And this year is, any exception, this is a mega Super Bowl tailgate party. We have on the phone the councilman in the borough of East Rutherford, New Jersey, where the Super Bowl is being held at, is Joel Breezy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
All right. So you have the details on this. I mean, this is a private event. This is not a public event. It's a private NFL tailgate party.
Yeah, actually, it is public. I mean, public is invited. I mean, what we've basically done is that the NFL and the stadium has said that the fans are not allowed to tailgate prior to the game because there are not many cars driving in. So we are the town hosting the Super Bowl. We decided to say, hey, listen, come to our downtown and let's tailgate together, and we put together a huge event.
Ah, so basically the NFL and East Rutherford, I had to say Rutherford correctly, because this is where the Super Bowl is being held. This is where the MetLife Stadium is located.
Correct.
So basically the NFL and East Rutherford said, okay, let's do this together.
Yeah, we're actually the town is doing it. The NFL is not allowing any tailgating, and the town is taking this upon themselves to host this event. And we have two very popular New Jersey bands. One's the Nerds, which is a 80s, you know, 90s, the 2000 decades rock. We have another band, the Beach Street Band, who is a Bruce Springsteen copy band, cover band. And they're both very popular in New Jersey. And we have a beer carton set up. We have kids' activities with rock climbing walls and snowball toss and football toss. And we have food vendors from various, you know, food trucks that are, some of them as seen on Food Network. And just really trying to give the average fan that doesn't get a chance to go to the game, we're trying to give them the opportunity to get that Super Bowl, you know.
Tailgating.
Yeah, sure.
Now, what time is the tailgating party starting there? Now, where is this is going to be held at which location?
It's being held on Park Avenue in the borough of East Rutherford, and it's from 11:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. And what makes it great is that we have a New Jersey Transit train stops right at the event, so you can get to the event by train. And at 4:30, you can get on a train and get down to the stadium, which is the only way, really, to get down there is with mass transportation. So,
right.
It's going to be a great day.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So it starts again at, you said it?
So 11:30 a.m. It goes till 4:30 in the afternoon.
No.
We have tents. We have heated tents. We have warming tents. We have the beer garden is tented. It's going to be a great event.
Wow. Now, I mean, as far as the tailgating is concerned, are they allowed to bring anything? I know the regulations, they can't bring any type of certain item there, or how does that work out?
Well, our party, you're not really going to need to bring anything. There's a beer garden, there's entertainment. You know, we have activity for the children, and there's all kinds of business. You know, we have the Park Tavern, we have the Blarney Station, we have a place called Annabella's that'll be serving, and then we have all kinds of food trucks, from barbecue to New Orleans-style food to tacos to cupcakes. You know, we basically covered the gamut on food. So really what you need to do is show up and be ready to have a good time.
Now, I heard you mention that you're going to be having some chefs from the food channel. Now, could you give us some names of some of the chefs and some of the people from the food channel?
It's actually food trucks. You know, they have these shows where they feature, food trucks. We have one gentleman who's a waffle truck where they have actually food waffles and dessert-type waffles. We have a gourmet hot dog person that's been featured. We have a person that's the empanada lady. We have a taco truck. So some of these trucks have been featured on the various food network type shows.
How did it come about? Because, you know, I'm calling from Hampton Roads. Our show's being broadcast out of Hampton Roads. How did it come about that, you know, they say the Super Bowl's in New York, but it's in New Jersey, and in the middle.
It all comes down to media and marketing, and, you know, there's a lot of people, my mayor included, you know, we feel kind of guilted or not respected as far as being the ones that are hosting, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because
the bottom line is, Terry Bradshaw telling everybody that him and that young girl on the Verizon commercial that they're going to New York for the Super Bowl, and I got the news for them. If they go to New York, they're going to miss the game. Played in New Jersey.
Yes, right. And you specified. Okay, wow. That's what I was saying, because of the two. Well, that's why I'm thinking, because of the stadium. The stadium represents teams from New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, well, the very, very first thing you're going to hear when that broadcast opens up, you're going to say, they may be live from the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Right.
That's what they're going to say. And that's what they say every time there's a Giant or Jet game. They say, live from East Rutherford, New Jersey. And that's where we are.
Right. And you're like, hey, we are here. We want to tell everybody the Super Bowl is for New Jersey, too.
We just basically want, we don't care if somebody comes from a neighboring town or somebody's in town from Denver. We want to let them know that they're welcome in our town, and we want them to go home telling everybody, wow, that little town of 9,000, what a great place. We had such a great time.
Wow.
That's what we want people to know.
Wow. Now, do you have any surprises for anyone if they're coming, any type of surprises for some tailgating? Listen, this is tailgating is big in football. It's huge. Before a game, it's huge. And this year, being that it's in, you know, as far as the, it's the Super Bowl, and you're having the tailgate party, is there any type of, you know, you want anybody to know any type of, underground tailgating secrets? Some secrets?
Well, we expect, we might former players show up. I know Bart Oster got our press conference, and I believe he might be coming. He's a two-time Giant Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
We have three major networks that will be broadcasting their morning, their early day shows. We have Channel 11 that'll be there from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon doing their traffic and weather news, and Fox will be doing some remote broadcast.
Okay.
And Channel 12, which is a local channel as well. So, I mean, it's going to be, I think, when it all said and done, I think we're going to see a few thousand people coming downtown, locals and people visiting, and really just having a great time.
Come on, this is a game and the tailgating. Joel Breezy, the councilman from East Rutherford, New Jersey, where the Super Bowl is being held at, everyone. I want to thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and telling us about the tailgate party. Is there a way they can, is there a... how do they get tickets, or is there basically kind of like they get when they arrive there, they can just come on in, or how does that work out?
So there's two ways people can get tickets. One of them is in advance, and we've got a few places. We have Borough Hall, which is on one Everett Place in East Rutherford, up until the Friday 31st prior to the game. And then also the Park Tavern, the Blarney Station, and Annabella's in the town. And it's an $8 in advance ticket, and it's only $10 prior to the event. And so the community is certainly not looking to profit on this event. We're just, you know, looking to cover the cost of, you know, the production of the event, the testing, et cetera. So, you know, I think it's a fair, reasonable. Children 12 and under are free. So, again, they'll have a really good time, get that experience, come down, throw football around, and really, you know, just feel that New Jersey warm East Rutherford hospitality.
Yes. You said New Jersey. Hey, New Jersey. Wow. Thank you for being on our show and telling everybody about the tailgate party. Come on.
And thank you for having us on. Appreciate
it. Come
on.
Welcome to the home of Super Bowl 48.
The word on the street is Super Bowl 48.
Super Bowl comes to New York and New Jersey in 2014.
We are from New York and we are your hosts.
Welcome to New Jersey.
The word on the street is attraction.
There's the Liberty Science Center.
Definitely you have to do the Statue of Liberty.
We love Broadway.
Word on the street is shopping.
New Jersey's filled with malls.
Washington is a great street to shop on. There's a lot of fun boutiques.
Just, you know, indulge yourself with the culture and the people here.
Word on the street is food.
Man, the diners in Jersey, let me tell you, that's some good homey food.
There's a lot of cute little restaurants, outdoor seating.
The word on the street is culture.
Brooklyn Museum.
The Frick. The Metropolitan Museum.
Museum of Natural History.
MoMA.
The Transit Museum.
My name is Peter, and I'm your host.
The word on the street is family!
Brooklyn Children's Museum.
I think Hoboken is one of the places where you want to be, and the rest of New Jersey is a lot of fishing, beautiful parks.
Central Park is a wonderful place to go.
The word on the street is transportation.
Public transportation all around in New York is really awesome. Very accessible from all points wherever you are in the New York area.
Accessibility to New York, we love it. By the water, we can ask for more, right?
I'm the Naked Cowboy and I'm your host.
You can pretty much get anything and everything you could possibly want.
You name it, Jersey's where it's at.
What I love about New York City, I love all the people.
New Jersey's got good people.
Super Bowl coming here is going to be great. You don't really get to see the Super Bowl in a place where the weather's unpredictable.
It's cold here, but it's still the greatest city in the world.
Wherever you want to go, just get lost in the city. It's kind of fun.
The Super Bowl's going to be in New York and New Jersey.
There you go. See, that's all you need to know right there.
The word on the street is Super Bowl 48.
Welcome, everybody. We're back here. We're just giving the Super Bowl food that's going to be happening, you know, in less than 4 days of the Super Bowl. You know, who's our listening? We have a new restaurant directory, and you like foodies or restaurant owners or managers, new restaurants or current restaurants. Our flavor restaurant www.flavordar.com direct. You know, there's a contact button. Romantic restaurant, fine dining, food truck restaurant, seafood, breakfast, bagel. Join our flavor restaurant director. What you like. Now, okay, back to the show. And I think noise. That noise is coming from New York City. It's the Seattle Seahawks fans. Yes, we contacted a location where the Seahawks fans go to watch football. Listen, we spare no expense. This is the Seattle Seahawks place. This is called Carlos. We had to talk to the people there because, you know, this place is going to be slammed in 9 days.
Well, welcome to we're on Flavor Living Radio, and we are talking to a Seattle Seahawks location in New York City. It's called Carlo. How are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, I know you guys are happy you're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. It's going to be a really tough game. I think weather conditions are going to really play into it. But at the end, hopefully they'll pull it out.
But, you know, you're in New York City where the Super Bowl's going on. You've been a fan, that bar location's been a Seahawks fan for a long time in New York City, right?
It sure has. It's gone on around 6 years right now, so.
Wow. So have you, I remember I called before the playoff. I mean, so what kind of Super Bowl foods are you guys going to be having? Has your bar picked up instantly since you guys are in there now?
Well, I mean, it's been always been pretty busy, but obviously with them making the playoffs, it, you know, has increased business. I mean, you can't even get in the door at game day. And as far as food goes, you know, we're going to do the standard stuff, sausage and peppers, wings, beef, all that good stuff.
Wow. So are you guys going to have something special because you're in New York for the Super Bowl? All the Seahawks fans are going to be, they're going to be coming there, you know, seeing the Super Bowl, but I know they're going to be drifting in there, you know.
Well, what we're actually going to do is we're going to have 120 tickets, and we're going to sell them individually for $100, and that'll include open bar and free food and all that stuff. So this way we can manage the crowd a little better because it has gotten a little out of hand, and we want everybody to enjoy the experience, and we want everybody to be happy and really get the full feel of the game and the experience of, you know, watching the Seahawks here.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do a little crowd control, and, you know, hopefully that works out for everybody.
Right, because everybody's going to be wearing their colors there, I know. And are you from Seattle? How did the bar become a Seattle location?
So it was actually the other bartender, Pat Savoy. He met up with those guys. They were looking for a bar. They were unhappy with the bar that they were at. And, you know, he invited them here, and they liked the vibe, and they liked the whole way everything was done here, and pretty soon it grew from there, and all of a sudden it exploded into the phenomena that it is right now.
You mean, so Pat met the some of the players from the Seahawks?
No, he met some of the guys who used to go watch them in the bar.
Oh, okay, I got you. Wow. Well, we just wanted to put Carlo East in. Can you tell our listeners, if they're in New York and they happen to be and they are Seahawks fans, where they can reach you, where to find you?
Sure. We're on 84th and 85th on Lexington Avenue. Come on by. It's the Carlo East. We're actually changing the name next week to the Seahawks Nest.
No way.
Yeah, so
first ever. So this is the first ever. We get to hear this, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You're the initial one. So
okay.
You have to break the story, okay?
Okay, cool. Seahawks Nest. All right.
Yeah, Nest East, yep.
Go ahead. Well, listen, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio. I wanted to tell everybody, because you're in New York, for the Seahawks fans, you know, that's going to fly, literally fly into New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
And cars, everything. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
We are back in the Seattle Seahawks place, Carlos East. But wait a minute, I'm hearing from Denver. There's some more noise. I'm hearing. That was from the Denver Broncos side, and in New York City. It's called Mustang Harry. And we also spoke to those guys in their Super Bowl hangout for the Denver Bronco fans.
Okay, we are here, and we are in New York City, and we are at a location called Mustang Gary, and we are speaking with the owner or manager?
Manager.
The manager. Her name is Lynn McGoldrick, and she's the manager of Mustang Gary, and this is a location for the Denver Broncos.
That is correct.
In New York City.
You got it. On 7th Avenue between 29th and 30th.
Now, listen. What has been going on? You guys are in the Super Bowl.
We've had a great season all season with the Broncos sign. And a lot of them are from out of town. They're from Colorado. There's also a lot of locals who support them also. So it's been a terrific season, and it's topped off by making it to the Super Bowl.
Now, are you guys going to have a special type of Denver Bronco food for the Super Bowl?
Yes, our chef is going to do a few specials to go in line with the Colorado menu.
Ah, so it's going to be kind of a Colorado.
There'll be a few surprise items there for the guests.
You can't tell us?
Nope, we're not letting any information out. Go along with it.
Okay. Now, since they made it in the Super Bowl last Sunday, what has changed? Is there anything has changed? Has there been people showing up nightly now, or what's been going on there?
There's a lot of calls about what's going on, you know, starting next week and, you know, what events we're having. So we're having welcome parties on Thursday and Friday night for all of the Bronco fans. And we're going to be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner all weekend from 8 a.m.
Okay.
And there's a lot of drink specials and food specials going on for all the guests.
Oh, wow. Now, how did you become a Denver Bronco fan? Was the owner or yourself? How did that happen?
I guess we just had a small group that started coming, and it got bigger and bigger, and we looked after them, and I guess our specials and everything just attracted them to come. So this year, it's just been, I guess, a crazier year because they've been doing so well.
And this is going to be the wildest craze because the Super Bowl's in the city.
I know. Super Bowl is here in New York.
Wow. So I know the color, I mean, just the Bronco color, jerseys, everything's going to be going on. Wow.
It'll be a sea of orange.
Well, look, we had to have you on. We had to have you on, Lynn. You
all know. Right, thank you, guys.
You know what I mean? Denver Bronco bar right there, you know.
Go Broncos.
You know what I mean? You got to say that louder. Come on.
Go Broncos.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, we are back. There's a lot more we wanted to cover. Guy, Lodge, they a food truck in the Poconos, Pennsylvania, if you got miles away from the stadium. And also the Meat Hook, they have different in New York. Look those guys up if you wanted to order sausages, wings, anything you want to have a cookout for your own tailgate party at home for Super Bowl party. Listen, we wanted to cover everything. Thank you for listening to our show. Rob Cassidy from Hampton Roads, West Virginia. And just and drive safe and eat well.
see.